Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. We have four idiots who think they're funny. Be on the lookout for Drake and Scott and their associates, Ziggy and Coach. Consider them boring and distasteful. More at 11.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We're coast to coast, nationwide, around the world on this Inauguration Day 2025. Well, we're recording it on Inauguration Day. You're going to hear it on Radio Slot Saturday at 7 o'clock, Spotify whenever you want, and a full show archive at briandrakebooks.com. Buy one of my books, listen to the show. It's a win for everybody.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. So everybody's seated in a different spot today, so I can't do my usual my left and your right. So
let's well, you can. You just have to put some thought into it.
But, yeah, it's too early to think. So we're changing the format today. So we'll just put that out there first.
Well, don't you think? So it's not just Inauguration Day.
What is
MLK?
Well, it's that too.
I mean, Brian, I have a dream.
Yeah, I've had some strange dreams lately, and some people that are no longer in my life showed up in those dreams, and it was kind of disturbing. But
I have this weird dream going on that Donald J. Trump was inaugurated as president.
Yeah, that's because you were late, and you missed the whole inauguration. Once again.
Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
What are we looking at? The TV's behind me. I can't see it.
So, Trump and Biden having their last little words.
Oh, okay.
I think Biden's trying to figure out who Trump is.
No.
Sorry, have we met?
He's still looking for his pudding cup.
All right. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across from me is Coach. How's it going, Coach?
You know.
And to my right and your left, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Yo.
And our special guest today, so we're throwing out the whole format. We're doing a conspiracy episode, or we're talking about conspiracy theories. We have...
Not necessarily conspiracy, just...
it could be reality.
Yeah, well, that's...
Right, the realities of what's going on that no one knows.
Sure, right? Sure.
Oh, also, just so you know, when I show you two fingers, that's the two-minute warning. Yeah. So let's introduce...
It doesn't mean peace.
Yeah. Let's introduce...
Coach got confused on that in the last
Well,
show.
We're supposed to have a...
Yeah, a clock, a timer.
Clock,
yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
He'll just...
Yeah, I sent you the Amazon link, and you didn't buy it. So
I don't think it's the right one.
Well, then you find one that you like, and it's all on you now.
So shouldn't we start with Crazy on the Way?
You want to?
Sure.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Well, yeah, but I thought since we're doing a different format today, so because I got a couple, so why don't?
Well, let's go.
Okay. So last week I talked about my car and how rats had chewed up part of my wiring harness. We got all that fixed.
That's because it was hamburger flavored.
Yeah, the soy flavored wiring, because GM uses a soy base to make their wires. And so now the new problem is, amongst the other repairs, were front brakes and new tires in front.
Ooh,
and
that was a pretty penny.
It was. And
are they making the tires out of soy too?
I don't know
what. That'd be a big meal.
So the passenger front tire is not holding air pressure. Overnight, it drops to 15 psi. So I don't know if my wheel is warped or if the tire jockey made a mistake installing it. So, but I got to take it back. I've had to put air in the tire every time, every morning.
Where do you go for your tires?
A place in Livermore. It's just a tire mart. You know, yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Les Schwab does all that for free.
Yeah. You get free tires?
No, but they do anything else for free.
Yeah, I understand.
So flat repair.
Right. All that stuff. I got to go back and have them fix it.
Troubleshooting why you're not getting air in it.
As soon as we're done here, I got to take it back over there. And it's just, you know, car trouble is just... Is inconvenient as it gets.
Oh, this sounds
and you
what do they call those first world problems?
No. Hang on now.
I drive a Corvette. Oh,
okay, Mister. My Cybertruck's been in the shop for a month, and they keep delaying it. Blah blah blah.
I'm not complaining.
I hate the. What did they give you, the Plaid? I hate this Plaid.
I was driving a Model X during that whole period.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
I can't beat a Jeep up a hill.
Well, bring your Jeep on.
No, I
saw your stupid little video that you sent.
Jeep went up backwards.
Yeah, but see,
the Cybertruck
that's
got
just
stuck
like
halfway
this whole.
Up.
Hey, that's just like this whole bullshit conspiracy stuff that we're talking about. Because you know, maybe it had street tires, and the other one had mud tires or whatever. You don't know. You don't know what that video is about.
It was a guarantee great video.
You put decent tires on my Cybertruck, it'll outclimb any freaking whatever you just said. Anyway, moving on.
So who's got the next
DeLorean thoughts?
Who's got the next crazy?
Well, totally unrelated to any of this or the day. It was kind of weird. We took down Christmas, and yesterday I got home from church, and it just felt like the whole house was empty. It was so depressing. I want Christmas back. I want my Christmas back.
Is that why you were late? Because you were just crying? Or
yeah, I was curled up in the fetal position on the floor.
All right.
So, yeah. I think I'm going to a new policy. I'm going to start Christmas decorations when Costco starts selling Christmas stuff. This year it was in August, so Christmas is going up in August.
All right.
It's official.
All right. Ziggy, how about you?
A week later, I'm up right now to bed. Thank God.
Oh, because you're because you had the creeping crud there.
Yeah,
that he gave to me.
Yeah,
so I've had it for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been lovely.
Yeah, so I hear. All right.
My crazy on the way. I almost killed three people today.
Well, okay, that's usually less than the amount of people you almost kill.
It's a normal day for
death. No, it's literally incredible. So on my way here, I stopped by Starbucks, and they're doing this stupid street thing where I got to cut through a gas station. Now, of course, in the Cybertruck, you really have no business in a gas station. I'm cutting through this gas station, and this woman is just walking with a purpose. And we used to talk about this. When I went to Europe, we found it over there. It's probably been 15 years, but it was the whole, phone zombie thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman has just got her nose in her phone. I'm going through the parking lot to get to Starbucks, right down here on Owens and by the freeway.
Right.
And I'm looking at her, and she's walking with a purpose. And I stop, and she runs into my car and looks up. And I'm just looking at her. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, this and that, blah, 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 blah. Immediately goes back to looking at her phone. I start going, and she starts walking again.
So you almost hit her twice.
Almost hit her twice. Yeah, I missed. But it happened. It also happened again in the parking lot of Starbucks. Same thing. Walking right across, where you go into the drive-thru, facing their phone, and my new little diesel-sounding horn.
Yes.
And then I couldn't help myself.
You let it loose.
And this person almost fell down. It was pretty funny.
Very good.
That's my crazy on the way.
Very good. Well, let's introduce our guest here. Let me get our theme music up. Did anybody ever listen to Art Bell back in the day? Anybody? Okay, so you're going to know. I looked this up specifically for your segment here. Art Bell used to do a show about spooky and fantastic things. He's passed away. He died in 2018, but... anyway, he was one of my radio heroes, so I thought I would use his theme song here to introduce our guest. He's going by the name G.I. Joe today. Are we sure we're going with that?
You guys decided on it.
We decided on it? Okay.
Call signs are bequeathed, not... I don't get to pick it. You guys decide.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Mr. G.I., or can I call you Joe?
Whatever.
Okay,
shoot
there
your
you
choice.
Go. Okay, there you go. So we'll call you Joe.
Okay.
So why don't you go ahead and read his bio.
Former U.S. Army Special Forces Weapons Sergeant, two deployments to Afghanistan, multiple rotations to train NATO Special Ops Forces, and then assigned to Specialized Crisis Response Units under Special Ops Command Africa. Quite a resume.
Yeah, it was a good time.
So you've been there, you've done that, and you've seen some things along the way. I do have a couple of my pet conspiracies I'd like to bring up with you first.
Please.
Is that all right? Okay. Yeah. Is it true that the $1 bill has a picture of Batman's face on it?
I have not heard that.
You have not heard that?
I wouldn't be surprised, but I have not heard that. No.
Who's got a dollar bill? Anybody? This is not a trick to steal a dollar bill from somebody. Okay, so if you look, you got to hold it up like this, but look at the E and 1 and the D. The E is Batman's face, and the D is the Batmobile.
Say that again.
Okay, look at the E, and it's Batman's face.
The E in...
And the E in one, where it says $1.
Oh, my yeah. good.
Okay, I see it now. All right, that works.
Yeah, so...
So that's fact. So we have a fact.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Fact check. Yep. There it is. Big time.
Inclusive. Oh, yeah.
That's real.
So, yeah, look at your $1 bill, and then the E is Batman's face.
Yep.
Yeah, the D is not the...
It looks like a car. It could you if you look at it close enough. Yeah.
Stretch it. All right, I didn't even look at the D part.
I think that was less than the value of the dollar bill. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I don't see the car on the D, but that's okay. Yeah. I definitely see
it'd be,
Batman.
It'd be
so.
A car facing down.
I'm Batman.
Okay, so also, Joe, did Israel do 9/11?
Oh, stop.
Oh, wow, come on.
Stop.
Coming in swinging for the fences.
Oh, my goodness. Well, no, that's how we do. That's how we do. Was that based on anything, or are you just pulling that out of your other ear?
No, there's it's a bit of a rabbit hole you can go into if you'd like. But, yeah, there's some things.
I'm going
things.
With not a chance on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
U.S. involvement in 9/11, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see there's, I mean, look at the crud we've been through the last few years and what people are willing to do to each other in our own country. Israel's not picking a fight with us ever. They're just not.
Well, the U.S.
We're the greatest asset.
The USS
second,
Liberty.
Second greatest asset.
The USS Liberty would like God, to argue so. With you on that one. But
say again?
The USS Liberty, yeah, they might have an argument there about, anyway. No, you haven't heard about that?
No.
Where Israel attacked one of our ships to try to draw us into one of their battles. Yeah, it's a thing that nobody talks about.
That was in the 70s. That's absolutely fact. There's survivors from it. The Israeli government paid the U.S. government, essentially, I hate the word reparations, but they paid them money. Sorry,
really?
Sorry for shooting up your boats and your lifeboats. Yeah. You can look into it.
And killing Americans.
Oh, yeah. A couple dozen, at least.
Yeah, so it's a thing.
Candace Owens actually has a thing on it. And Candace Owens, conservative commentator.
Yeah. Oh,
so that is that's absolutely.
So all of us watched the entire inauguration. Well, except for Scott.
well, I'm sure he listened on the radio.
I was on the run.
who was chasing you this time?
I can't say.
Okay. No, actually, that's not the
G.I. Joe here might know. Well, actually,
I didn't get a phone call this morning. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
it might be one of his buddies.
I'm just hoping he doesn't get a special text while we're recording.
Yeah, well, you know, and he's a hell of a shot. So, so anyway, if we'll hold this till the next break.
Yeah, we are up on a break here, but we are going to talk about the 11th hour pardons that Biden has given certain people that are connected to the COVID thing and January 6th and other things. The L.A. fire is also on our agenda. The Ukraine and Russian war. Is Michelle Obama a man? We might talk about that. The cabal deep state who's running this stuff, which means, that brings up another question I have. Who is QAnon? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I'll try to make this quick. Back in like maybe 2015, 2016 mm-hmm. with Trump. Was running.
Right.
People were kind of paying attention to it, and very quickly, it looked like nothing added up, and people stopped paying attention.
Yeah, okay.
I stopped paying attention, okay. And it just kept going. So, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Well, we can give some background on that if it comes up. Doesn't matter. And then later, Trump's first days, what we expect, and some other topics on policy and fishing rights. Is fishing rights a thing?
It is.
Oh, wow.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it, but
all right.
It's there.
I haven't been fishing in years. Used to go with my father.
Yeah, that's
all the
way
time.
Down at the bottom.
Yeah,
by the way. But
all right. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of stuff to get to, and of course we're a 2-hour format now, so we'll have a lot of time to get to stuff, and then I'm sure we'll drop a few things we always do. Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com. Back after this. We'll be right back. and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. Our special guest today, codename G.I. Joe, he's telling us all about some of your favorite conspiracy theories and how close sometimes they get to reality. One thing we want to jump in with here is the 11th hour pardons by Joe Biden. His last act in office was to give Fauci a pardon, General Miley, Milley or Miley? Am I saying it right?
I don't know. And you call him whatever you want.
And you don't care. Okay. And then the J6 committee. So the question is, why do they need to be pardoned? And
well, if you're innocent, you don't need to be pardoned.
Exactly. So what have they done to, you know?
Well, isn't that an admission of guilt?
Is it?
I think it is.
Don't you have to accept a pardon? You can be offered one, but
they actually have to accept it.
Yeah. So what? Why would you want to accept it?
I think,
Coach, if I offered you a pardon, would you take it? Do you need to take it?
If I was guilty, I would.
Yeah. So, I think at this point now, with Fauci and what we've seen over the last 4 years, there's certainly enough to open an investigation on him.
I think he should be executed.
I don't disagree.
I think he murdered a bunch of people straight up.
Are we talking with COVID or the AIDS trials?
Yes.
Yeah.
Both.
I was going to say, as we say in our church, both.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the pardons are an admission of at least one thing, that the left side has figured out that we have weaponized our government and we'll go after people guilty or not to try and get them on something. And so I don't think he cares about whether they're guilty or not. He just wants to make sure that they can't go after him.
You're saying we. I don't. I think the Democrats, what do they call that? The term that they use for weaponizing the judicial department.
Rule of law?
Lawfare.
Yeah. I mean, that was craziness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where presidents have always typically been beyond prosecution for such things. That's a true thing.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Mm-hmm. Well, so we've got Fauci with his numerous actions over the last 4 years. You've got General Miley, whatever.
Dirtbag.
Yeah, dirtbag. Yeah. He contacted his Chinese counterpart and said, hey, I'll let you know if Trump is getting a little crazy or if he's going to do something, effectively committing treason, potentially tipping our hand.
I don't know if that's effectively. That's flat out treason.
So yeah, agreed.
Did they have that conversation prior to the release of COVID, or it's like, I'll let you know if Trump's going crazy, you can release the virus, or was this for another?
No, subject? This was during the Trump's first Trump 45
end of his last term.
Yeah, and then it came out after he had left office that Milley was like, oh, don't worry, America, I'll settle things down. He was doing that unilaterally. So,
and how did this come to light?
I think it was in his book. I think he talked about
it. He wrote it?
I think. Double check this.
Okay.
There's only so much stuff I can fit in my brain.
Yeah.
And I know a lot about a little. So double check that. But then the third party in these pardons is, I think, the entire J6 committee.
Yeah, the January 6th committee. Yeah.
Why does a congressional committee that was doing investigative congressional work need a pardon?
It's a good question.
It's not a good question. I mean, it's an absolute admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, that's where, call them conspiracy theories if you want, but I just have questions. I want, hey, this doesn't make sense to me or this sounds funny. You start asking questions and that's how you end up down rabbit holes. But so again, well, hey, J6, what are you guys worried about?
Why does Liz Cheney need a pardon?
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Now, and that's not a conspiracy. She was, in reality, given a pardon. So it's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy. It actually happened.
But now
these are fair questions to ask.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, Liz Cheney is the only one Trump has named that he wants to go after for something.
Yet. They're the only ones he's named yet.
Well, right. But then everyone else, plus her, is pardoned as well, and their names never came up. Fauci's name in public, of course. Milley has certainly been talked about by conservative commentators, but Trump hasn't directly mentioned them. So I just found it funny that there's one that he did target and then all these others that they want to protect.
But did they pardon the whole committee?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many members are on it? 7, 9, something like that?
Something like that.
It's high single digits.
What were they doing?
Yeah.
The first act, I'd love to see what I think it's a couple 14,000 hours of surveillance footage. Put all that out there. You want to hide sensitive areas in some doorway or one hallway, fine, whatever. Put everything out there and let everyone see what happened.
A lot of the stuff that you do hear about is that the doors were opened, that it was, and some people described it more as a tour.
Yeah.
They were ushered in.
Yeah.
They were given a tour. It looked like the security guards were like, yeah, right this way.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
look to your left, you see a picture of this on your right.
No, that's what I'm talking about. It was a tour.
Yeah.
And these were unarmed people. There was literally 200, I think, that
something. There's been, I think, I tried to look it up what the worst charges were. And there was a couple alleged assaults. Some of these guys are pleading guilty just because they've been in jail for so long and don't really have a lot of options. But
a guard died of a heart attack.
Allegedly. There were supposedly 4 guards that died. I think a handful of suicides, which is always fodder for conspiracy stuff. But there was apparently, I think one woman was beaten by Capitol Police and she died. And then there was...
Oh, so the other side.
Yeah, again, show the footage.
Yeah.
Let it speak for itself, and then we can go into it. Also, the question of the pipe bombs. There are pipe bombs planted around D.C., and there's been virtually nothing. Nothing's come of it. No one's really looking into it.
Heard that.
Yeah.
The security camera footage is very, very low resolution, which is weird for D.C. So,
That sounds wrong.
There's a lot of open questions that if you take a critical eye at it for about 2 seconds, you're like, hey, this is a little weird.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and you know, we're going to talk about that in the second half, but, you know, that's one of his promises. His first day, second day, third day, whatever promises is to pardon those people that have been in prison. He did back up on that a little bit. We'll talk about
that. We'll get to it. Okay.
That's for me right off the bat, you know, and again, we're calling these 11th and a half hour pardons.
I mean, it was this morning, probably on his way.
Well, yeah, I saw the headline as I made my breakfast today and was getting ready to come here.
So we're talking, it's 10:30 avocado time. So 7:30 our time, 7:30 Pacific.
Yeah.
So 10:30, mm-hmm. an hour and a half before the inauguration.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's far out.
All right.
All right.
So we have 2 minutes until our next break, but what in the world is going on in Los Angeles? And is it malice or incompetence?
Oh.
There's a phrase, never...
Never ascribe to malice what incompetence easily explains, something like that.
But it gets to a point... Especially when you take the kind of zoom out to a 30,000 foot view and you look at Maui and you look at even it's next to Oroville, not Palisade.
Paradise.
Thank you. The Paradise fires, just kind of the same patterns repeating that these things aren't effectively mm-hmm. fought. There's problems. Maui had no water. Palisades has no water. It's just kind of weird. And
Paradise had no water. That's the thing that bothered me the most is we have a pattern here that we can look at and learn from. And I mean, we've had big fires every year for 5 years or something like this. I mean, it predates COVID actually.
Well, it happens every year.
Why?
Or every other year.
Why are we not solving this? Why? I mean, we've got money to give billions to all kinds of other things.
Well, okay. That's when you start talking about the Delta smelt, right?
Letting all the water run down into the Delta For those of you who don't know, the Delta smelt is like a 3-inch fish.
Yeah.
It's a non-native species. And the environmentalists dump gajillions of gallons of water to preserve its habitat.
Into the ocean.
I hear they're good on pizzas. Delta smelts.
Yeah, I don't know. For you, anything's good on a pizza,
that's,
right? You know,
that's true. That's very true. All right, we're up on a break and more of this when we come back. Craig and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our conspiracy expert guest today, G.I. Joe. We aren't giving out his real name for obvious reasons.
Yeah? What are they?
They're obvious.
My wife would be too embarrassed.
That why I don't...
So hey, let's she hears this stuff all the time. Wait, you're talking to people about this more than you normally do. What are you doing?
So let's finish
Somebody
LA Fire
you
stuff.
To talk about it.
She asked me not to.
Say again. Yeah,
she asked me not to talk about who did? Just my wife in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
who's your wife?
G.I. Jane.
Yeah. There you go. G.I. Jane.
where does your wife work?
We don't need to know where she works.
She's a fraud investigator for under the DOD.
Oh, okay.
And so,
the plot thickens.
Now, can she talk to the FBI agent that spies on my computers? Because you know,
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, because I'm literally
put
the
it
guy.
A good word.
I'm literally the guy that looks up how to build a nuclear bomb, followed by how to beat writer's block. So I'm sure I'm tripping all kinds of alarms, and there's, you know, they sent the rookies on me like, oh, look what he's looking at. Yeah, we'll just wait. Oh, he's
squirrel.
Yeah, he's the writer. So.
Yeah, he's that guy. Yeah. Squirrel.
All right, so LA Fires, and you mentioned something during the break about laser weapons and direct energy.
Well, before we go all the way there.
Okay.
But I'm talking about some of the low-hanging, San Ynez, the reservoir?
The San Ynez, yeah. Closed
absolutely empty, been mm-hmm. closed for some kind of repair, maintenance or something. But that's been a year and a half. And yeah. And this supposedly maintenance they were supposed to do was pretty short term. The mayor is...
Karen Bass.
...is in Africa, partying.
In Ghana, because of a new president there. She had to go had to go show that she was down with the struggle.
Huge fire department cuts. Yeah, it's craziness.
This isn't even a conspiracy theory. It's just a question. Like, what was the mayor of a town doing an ocean and a continent away hanging out? And if you're there on vacation, okay, fine, I get it. And flights out of Africa are not regular the way we're used to them in the U.S., so it may have taken her a day or two to get back. But if you guys saw her, there's a reporter in the jetway just lighting her up. What do you have to say to the citizens of L.A.? What do you have to say to the people? What's your plan? She just stood there.
And said nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Looked at the ground. I don't know whether she had brain freeze or vapor lock or what it was, but it was bad. It was not a good look.
They got $700.
No, $770. Oh, so they got more than North Carolina did.
Don't spend it all in one place.
That's right.
Well, I mean, you know.
How'd she qualify for the position, though? Not for being good at doing great administrative work for a large governing area. What were her qualifications? She was the right gender. She was the right race. She was...
DEI.
No, she qualified under a bunch of things that had nothing to do with what do you do in the middle of a disaster and are you a good leader?
Yep.
Yeah. She was in Ghana. And she's Ghana getting in trouble.
Nice.
Hopefully.
All right, so the color blue and lasers and... Please tell us more.
Again, this is a recurring theme. Take it for what it will. If you want to go down a rabbit hole, feel free. But supposedly houses with blue roofs survive these fires. Maui fire, Paradise. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this.
How do you have a blue roof? I mean, I've seen shingles and there's
blue tile or blue, like standing seam metal roof. We just we put a roof on our house, and you had an option of blue tile or blue shingles.
Comp, blue comp.
I think I've never seen a blue roof.
I don't think people do it just because it's not.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is.
They will now.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. We were talking about a picture of there's a blue Volkswagen van, like an old school van, in the middle of the fires, just sitting there. Now, did someone drive it in after the fact to check on there?
Untouched by fire.
Yeah, untouched by fire, fine. Did someone drive in there after the fact? Sure, possibly, maybe. Was it there the whole time and survived the fire? I don't know. But it's questions like these that are not answered and just kind of ignored by the powers that be. They kind of drive this stuff.
And there's been weird. There's been no, I don't want to say official investigation, but nobody was curious to see what the blue stuff is or what it might be. Is it just a coincidence or?
And I'm completely open to all possibilities at this point. Mm-hmm. Again, it's just questions. This is a weird thing, or some of the trees surviving when houses are completely burned.
Right.
Cars having aluminum wheels melted, their engine blocks melted. Sounds like very, very hot. And
the amount of energy that would take would definitely take it down a tree.
I'm completely open to a firefighter coming on here and schooling me and say, no, this is what happens. I'm completely open to that. Mm-hmm. But it's something that just doesn't make sense at first glance. And
well, you start pairing all these things together with the reality that fires broke out in five very, very remote places from each other. I mean, the span of how far apart some of these places were where fire started. That's like, wait, you're going to tell me that's coincidence?
Yeah. Well, think back to the...
Is that spontaneous?
Forgive me, 2018 maybe, the Canadian wildfires. They were having fires all over the place, almost started at the same time. So you start asking yourself, hey, that's kind of weird. What's going on?
But we haven't really talked about some of the things that we're talking about conspiracy-wise. Blue energy.
Yeah, the direct weapon. Energy. Are these fires being started by space lasers somewhere in orbit?
I don't know. Oh. Possibly.
But I mean, what's the chatter on that?
I haven't looked too deeply. I've like I said, surface level on that one. That's why I kind of mentioned it off air.
Tell us your surface level knowledge then.
people are talking about these fires being started remotely, either as a land grab, like in Maui. These residents are still there was no water. They were told to stay in their homes until the very last minute. Some of them didn't get out. They're still having to pay property taxes on what's essentially a smoldering ruin.
Unusable.
Yeah, it's unusable. And developers are coming in paying pennies on the dollar to get this land. And it's just a very weird circumstance. And come to the paradise. Adam Carolla actually had an interesting thing talking about the planning commission. Some of these people may never be allowed to rebuild because they don't want houses on the water. They want to take the land back to a pristine state.
Well, they're talking about urban redevelopment.
Yeah, smart city.
I saw a thing the other day. I haven't dug into it, but they were talking about one of these smart cities being in the Paradise area. They want to do a model or a pilot city in that area. And what better way to do it than to clear everything out and move forward with it?
And then. One of the things that I was kind of hearing on a very surface level as well, but having to do with the Olympics.
Yep. Right, in L.A., where none of the Olympic areas were damaged, but everything around them was.
Yes.
So, was all the Olympic stuff painted blue? I don't know. So, it is really hard to hide stuff now when it comes to these things, because there's so much video and so many eyes on things. That whereas in the past, like with Kennedy, the government could issue a book and say, oh, this is what happened, and you shall say no more. But now, these things happen in real time, and you can't hide stuff anymore, can you?
No, and that's an interesting development, that crowdsourcing information, and the there's a joke about internet autists, that just, they will go down the rabbit holes, and they will do the investigation. A number of years ago, I think it was Shia LaBeouf hit some sort of flag, playing some sort of game. And people drove around in like a grid pattern, honking their horns to pick up the horns, and people zeroed in on this.
I remember that. Yeah, it was his anti-Trump flag, his he will not divide us flag. And he put it in the middle of nowhere, put a camera on it, and then it was guys on 4chan that analyzed the star pattern, looked at flight plans, watching planes fly over, figured out where the flag was. Somebody drove around honking a horn because the video feed had sound. So then they could hear the horn, and then, someone scaled that flagpole, took down the He Will Not Divide Us, and then stuck up a MAGA hat. It was absolutely amazing.
And I say that's the power of
humans.
Just uncoordinated, these people are doing it on their own, whether for profit or for just because it's interesting to them, but hundreds or thousands of people working together toward a common
goal. It's a real life puzzle.
Yeah.
And some people love that.
And I think that is much more trustworthy than the media. And particularly,
they have nothing to gain. They have nothing to lose.
Yeah,
so they're simply doing it for truth or reality.
Yes. Let's see what actually happened with JFK. I was just reading a book on by another Special Forces guy, Fry the Brain. And he has a chapter on the Kennedy assassination, and he was looking at it. There were probably, and there's eyewitness accounts and fragments of information that there were up to 8 different shoot teams all around Daley Plaza. And
they were going to make sure they got him.
Oh, yeah. The magic bullet. It's one of those things, the magic bullet. That just doesn't make sense. We ask questions, and the CIA coined the term conspiracy theorist in the 60s to shut down any dissent or questions of that story, of that narrative.
Well, it'll be interesting because Trump said he's gonna open some files on this and let people see.
He talked about it.
I hope he follows through on that. I would love to see it. And again, let the greater internet dig through and pull the nuggets out. But one report that I've seen that I think was already declassified is that there are 6 credible eyewitnesses who saw a bullet hole in the front windshield of the limousine. And one of the guys was the guy who made the replacement for it. We pulled it out and we fabricated a new one very quickly and put that in.
Yeah,
he fixed the windshield.
Yeah,
right. And that windshield damage corresponded with a shot from an overpass that would have gone straight at Kennedy, not behind him like Oswald did. So. Yeah.
So again, it's questions that beg to be answered, and
you hear RFKJ. He's convinced. He says straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
CIA killed my uncle. Yeah.
Killed
my
uncle, period. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that goes along with what, you know, we're talking about cabal, deep state, who's really running stuff.
Well, and as kind of a comment to that, this is what? That happened in the early 60s? So we're 50 years on from it?
Yeah.
Everyone involved is either dead or near dead.
Mm-hmm.
It happened 20 years before I was born. Why does this still need to be a national secret? Why is this still under lock and key? Why can't
there's nobody to protect?
Well, that's what you would think. There should be no individual to protect. I think that there are organizations and entities that still want protection and legitimacy. If the files come out and they say, yeah, the CIA planned and orchestrated this thing, what does that do to the CIA's credibility? We already know they're shady. We already know they're doing all kinds of shenanigans all over the world.
It absolutely changes general population view perception, of our government and what to trust and who's truthful. I mean, that's probably what they're trying to protect.
See, but I think that cat is well out of that bag.
There's large portions of our population that just kind of go to work and they do their thing.
Yeah. It would be a confirmation for them. They would wait for the confirmation or the appeal to authority and say, oh, okay, now it's okay to believe this.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We've gone beyond conspiracy theory to there's something there.
Yeah,
there's actually something
there. I don't know that you could, being anybody with any intelligence at all, could say that there's not something going on with that whole deep state cabal, that there is a group that are running stuff.
And I like the term, it's a legal doctrine, fruit of the poisonous tree. If the cops come to your house and they do an illegal search and they find drugs, that's inadmissible in court. They cannot use that as evidence, even though they found it. It's evidence, but they can't admit it because it was found illegally. This goes to fruit of the poisonous tree where, hey, the government's already lied to us once. Did they stop lying? Did they ever stop lying?
Once?
Exactly. Sorry, guys. It was just that one time. I promise.
It was only for 2 weeks to slow the spread.
Exactly. And you build stuff, especially 4 years later on from COVID. Everyone got to see that in real time, and we can get to that later. But
5 years now.
Yeah.
Well, and again, we also have it on here. You know, the drones. It's like, and if I'm the somebody in where was it originally?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
If I'm somebody, the governor, mayor, whatever, I'm shooting those things down. The government has now officially said, we don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to protect my people.
Yeah. Hey, that's even worse. That's even worse. You let stuff go on that you don't know what it is and just let it go on. Fire them all and give me new leadership because I don't want stuff floating over me.
What those things actually are, that's one question. The response to it is another. And that's where we get into kind of the incompetence part. It would have been better. I would have been okay with them saying it is a government training, them telling us ahead of time, hey, the next 2 weeks we're going to have a government training exercise. You're going to see lights in the sky. Don't worry about it. We're good. That makes enough sense. Okay fine.
So even if they told me after the fact, they said, hey, look, we didn't tell you about this ahead of time because it would have compromised the integrity of the study.
Sure.
But now that it's over and now that you saw it, you need to understand, we did a little study. It was a little experiment. We're doing stuff for national security purpose to protect you guys. Da, da, da. It was run by us. We know what it is. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
At least it's something.
That coming out and kid's hand in the cookie jar, oh, we don't know. Sorry. We have no idea. Give me something. You're just throwing fuel on the fire at that point.
Exactly.
For aliens and whatever. Fill in the blank.
You got chocolate all over your fingers and your mouth is a mess. Like, come on. What do you mean you didn't eat the cookie?
Okay. We are up on a break. We'll be back with our halftime report. Speaking of drugs, we do have a good women behaving badly segment here. And we'll get to it as soon as we come back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, our special conspiracy expert episode here. We're at our halftime now, so we only got a couple of minutes, so let's do our Women Behaving Badly Award. This week is a good one. A Central Florida woman arrested over the weekend on drug possession charges for the second time this month. That might not seem very interesting, but here's the interesting part. During this most recent arrest, she was caught carrying drugs in a bag with the words, "Definitely not a bag full of drugs," printed on it. Taryn Acri, 31, of Melbourne, booked into Brevard County Jail Saturday on several drug-related charges, including trafficking in meth, possession of methamphetamine with intent to sell, and possession of paraphernalia. Deputies arrested Acri after pulling over a vehicle in which he was a passenger. So congratulations, Taryn Acri, 31, of Melbourne. You are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
Definitely can assume that she's using the drugs, too.
If you've looked at her mugshot, you would say, yeah, she's... She looks so sad. It's like, I can't believe they caught me.
Wait, is that a zombie?
Could be.
In today's culture of tolerance and equality, I'm very happy that Florida woman is finally getting equal representation to Florida man.
That's right. You know, all you have to do for this segment is type in woman arrested and you'll get all kinds of stuff. And yeah, Florida Florida comes up a lot. Yeah, it's interesting.
How many face tattoos? I don't have the picture.
Well, none, but she just
neck tattoos.
Whoops, she just doesn't look very happy. So
I'd be happy. I'd be unhappy if my not drugs got found too.
That's right. You can see the bag.
Not a bag full of drugs. And look, she's got some little decorations.
Did she get that off Etsy? That's not Sharpie. It's in script.
It was printed.
That's very nice.
It was probably a gag gift, and that
looks better than she does.
And she, yeah,
and she said, "This is perfect."
The new bag looks better than the old bag,
and no one will know.
Is there a link to purchase?
Yeah,
I want a bag of not drugs.
So what are we going to talk about next? Did we cover the lasers? I mean, I hate to keep hitting on that, but I think it's fascinating. We have something on Russia, Ukraine. Oh, Michelle Obama, is she a man?
You know, it's interesting. I was watching this, and you know, all the former president's wives were there.
Except her, yeah. See, the rumor is Barack has had an affair, and they're on the verge of divorce. She didn't go to the Carter family either.
Well, if she's not a former president's wife, then she wouldn't be there, right? Because former wives are there. If she's a man.
But you'll never guess who...
Was Barack there?
She's a man, baby.
I can see him in the background.
Yeah, Obama was there.
I saw him at one point.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
There, and they named him.
Okay.
But they're showing everybody else.
Yeah.
See, now, but did you hear who the rumor... Did you hear the rumor of who Obama had the affair with?
I heard it this morning from you.
Oh, that's right.
And okay. That was the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Jennifer,
that's probably shocking.
Jennifer Aniston from The Friends Show. That's the rumor. So that's a... It's
really?
A
we're so, way down the rabbit hole now.
Yeah.
So are her and Ross still on a break?
Apparently.
Yeah, I think
thank
so.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. My wife will love that joke. Thank you. But appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
All right, more stuff to come on Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach, our special conspiracy episode. We are up on a break. We'll be back right after this.
And now, folks, from beautiful downtown San Francisco, where it smells of Ode to Poo-Poo, we present the Drake and Scott Podcast.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. What did we just hear?
Yeah, that was Joan Rivers.
That was Joan Rivers before she mysteriously died during an operation. Flat out stating that Michelle Obama is a tranny.
Talking about Big Mike?
Yeah. Boy.
At this point, it's just so funny to talk about because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's my first... Whenever someone asks me about it or it comes up, that's my go-to. Hey, don't ask me. Joan Rivers said it. Yeah. And why?
That's
Joan. Yeah. I mean, you can't because she's dead. So, whoops. Yeah, she died a couple weeks later during some sort of operation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it's not true, it wasn't... You watch that video clip. You can find it on Rumble. I don't know if YouTube...
Yeah, that was YouTube that I...
Oh, you found on YouTube. Yeah, okay, good.
Just type in Joan Rivers, Michelle Obama comment, and it's the first thing that comes up.
There you go. So
I'm surprised they haven't taken that down.
Yeah. That's what I would have thought. I always go to Rumble to find it. But that would be, it didn't look like she was joking. She was just very matter of fact about it. And hey, yeah, we all know what's
the deal. We all know what's the deal.
Very nonchalant. So, that's kind of that again, asking questions about weird stuff. That's a weird comment to make. And kind of, that can open you a rabbit hole.
Now, does anybody point out that this is evidence or that we'll look at the way she's built, look at this, that, and the other. I mean, she kind of does look like a linebacker. I mean,
her tallywhacker
on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yeah.
I mean, DeGeneres show.
Yeah.
There's that video clip. There's the picture of her in a white dress at some sort of White House function, and her back looks like a linebacker. She has a very muscular build. Mm-hmm. People always talked about her arms being muscular. I mean, it's fuel to the fire.
So she's pitching.
No comment.
And now, is it also true? Is it also true that there aren't any pictures of her pregnant?
I've heard that. I've come across that.
Okay.
And I don't have the names of the friends, but the children look an awful lot like a couple that they're friends with.
Mm.
So again, fuel to the fire.
Kind of like how Chelsea looks like Webb Hubble, and
okay. And Prince Harry looks like the tennis instructor.
Yeah.
We're just asking questions here, man. I'm open to hey, no, here's a bunch of pictures from her being pregnant. We never released them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to it, but there's enough weird stuff to make you stop and think. And again, now it's kind of a meme and it's taken on a life of its own and it's worth a laugh at this point. Mm-hmm. But I would not be surprised to wake up one day and the truth has come out about any of this stuff, really.
Yeah.
About any of this stuff. So
yeah, there's not much going on that I wouldn't go, oh, okay.
I like the phrase I like these days is shocking but not surprising. the part is today. They're shocking. Like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did it. But I'm not surprised.
It's like a shocking expectation. I expected it. It's still shocking, but I expected it.
Yeah.
So, second half, we're going to talk about...
Trump's first days. But we did touch on the cabal deep state who's running this crap. Do we want to hit on that a little bit? And then we can go into today's things. So, a room full of guys smoking cigars plotting the path of the world. Is that what the cabal is, or Is it not as fancy?
I don't think it's even fancier.
Come you on, do?
What
okay.
You
I'm just, I'm just asking questions. Is he underselling it?
Yes,
I'm underselling it to get the description out of you.
You know, the Bohemian Grove. I mean, all this stuff. There's something going on. Mm-hmm. There's and oh, by the way, I don't think it's Democrat Republican.
Oh, no.
I think the whole Democrat Republican thing is just to keep us occupied.
Exactly.
There's a group, the group, above mm-hmm. both of those group, that is laughing about all this stuff. Yeah, no, I think there is an absolute, somebody's running this stuff.
Right. So if there's somebody running this, did they want Trump in place, or is Trump an anomaly that they can't control?
That's what I think.
That's the big question.
Well, that's why they fought so hard to keep him out. Yeah. Because he's going to...
And then tried to murder him.
I want to hear from G.I. Joe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think, one, it's never as clean or neat as people think or as you imagine. I think there's a number of groups, and they compete with each other for who's going to control things and who's going to run things. Look up WEF, World Economic Forum. Look up CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. Mm-hmm. It's these various groups, and most of them have a globalist theme. They've come out and said this stuff. They're getting kind of brazen these days. As far as you'll own nothing, Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing and be happy.
That's the dude that wears the Star Wars looking outfits. Mm-hmm.
He's a weirdo. George Soros pouring all kinds of money into local elections to get DAs to prosecute mm-hmm. People to prosecute certain people, not prosecute other people, and. So a bit of chaos. But as far as who's controlling it, I don't know. I certainly think there's a deep state in the U.S. government. I think it was CNN came out and said they admitted as much, and they said, they called it the steady state. Oh, we have to have a steady hand in between
the
swings of Republicans and Democrats, yeah. and you've got these career bureaucrats that none of that's in the Constitution. They were never designed to be there. They're there for 20, 30 years, and
right.
Henry Kissinger, been there since the 70s before mm-hmm. I was born.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They can maintain the status quo and grow and build their control over time, and that's what they maintain.
And I that's one of the scariest parts I've seen is that they do it slowly and incrementally. It's the frog in the boiling pot.
Right.
For those of you not familiar, if you throw a frog into boiling water, they'll jump right out. But if you put them in a cold pot and raise the temperature slowly, they'll boil to death. They'll just die. And that's kind of what we saw with COVID with the 2 weeks, and they extended it and then put in more and more draconian stuff until 2 years later, everybody was kind of used to it. It's very strange.
Oh no, there's people who are still drinking that Kool-Aid
and
still wearing masks. And
at this point, if you are, I can't help you. No one can. You're too far gone.
Yeah. Stay away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I got nothing for you.
Yeah. We got one guy at work always still wearing the mask.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch.
But I mean, you talk about sheeples and all this stuff. You even when it was going on, but even to this day, you see people alone in a car.
Yes, with the
with mask. A mask on.
Right.
It's like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I just don't know.
All right. Well, let's move on to Trump's first days and. What is it, what we're expecting or what he has talked about? Coach, this was kind of your summary here, so fill me in on what you're thinking.
Well, I mean, I'll just read this first part. Trump is reportedly planning to quickly issue more than 100 executive orders when he takes office, Associated Press reports, with Reuters reporting. Approximately 25 of those are expected on his first day alone, after making dozens of promises on the campaign trail about his plans for his first few hours back in the White House. It's funny because we watched this morning. We're still watching this as this is going on. It's on the TV behind Drake. Of course, he can't see it. But, you know, lots of parties and stuff going on today. Although me and Joe were sitting there going, you know, he needs to get out of that party and get to his office and get that pen out.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you know, and I've voted for him all three times. And I'm a supporter and this and that, but I expect him to have his feet held to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody needs to watch that. What did he really say? And is he really going to do it? Or is he going to kind of pander a little bit? Scott, you were just asking, you know, is he part of that deep state or is he outside of it? I kind of think he is. That's
you gave two options and then said he is. He is what? He's outside or he's part?
He's outside of it. Okay. Yeah, I think that's why they tried to murder him. I think that's why they didn't like this. I think that's why they wanted...
Kamala?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was going to say something else. Oh.
See, Scott, he filtered himself.
I did.
There's a first time for everything.
Joe, I got to filter these guys all the time.
I heard the last couple of shows, yeah. And, hey, we appreciate your work. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm exhausted.
Because she's literally a puppet, and she would do exactly what they wanted, and that's, mm-hmm. that would have been fine. But, you know, no one is beyond reaching, corruption, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
I try and take a longer view of things, sure. especially now. And because the news cycle moves so fast, it's so easy to forget what happened last week. What happened? I mean, you guys remember New Orleans truck driving there, the cyber truck that blew up in
Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah. That was what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
It feels like 6 months ago.
Oh yeah.
So
it was yesterday.
I say that to say this, that I liked a lot of stuff that Trump did in his first term. I thought he could have done more, and I hope he learned from his first term that the Washington, D.C. and the people there, particularly the bureaucrats and the so-called civil servants, are not necessarily on his side, and he needs to...
Yeah. Did you hear the interview he did with Rogan? Joe Rogan interviewed Trump not too long ago.
During the election cycle, right?
It was before the election, but Trump basically admitted. He said, look, my first 4 years, this is my first run. I didn't really know what I was doing, and I surrounded myself with a bunch of the wrong people and didn't know it at the time. I had to get rid of a bunch of them. This time's going to be different because I know who's who now.
And right? And that is hopeful to hear. And
And you look at his cabinet, and that makes it even more hopeful. Again, hold on. Again,
go on.
These are people outside the system.
And I think he has to go outside D.C. People talk, oh, they're not experts, or these people don't have the right bona fides or the right resume. No, you shouldn't have insiders. You shouldn't have people who have been there for 20 years doing this. Get somebody on the outside and bring them in.
And I think that's what he's doing.
Yes.
Musk.
RFK.
RFKJ. Tulsi, who was, she was ousted of the, she was a Democrat.
You know what I'm starting to like is Ramaswamy. He's hilarious.
Huh? I am very cautious of his pharmacy past.
Oh, yeah, no, it's funny. Trump, he said, you know, we're going to keep him away from pharma, but we're going to let him do a bunch of other stuff.
That is, that's concerning.
Which is brilliant.
Oh, look at this.
Now,
oh, look at
we're,
this.
We're watching the screen, and Trump is going to sit down at a desk with a bunch of files and a bunch of pens. And actually, one of my biggest things was I want the J6 people pardoned immediately. I hope that's on the top of the files that we're looking at right now. Those poor people have been in jail in solitary for 4+ years.
I think he said, did he say
borderline torture? Yeah. And just it's terrible. A handful of guys have killed themselves.
I don't think that's borderline torture. By the way,
his first speech. Torture. It seemed like he said the very first thing he was going to sign is the state of national security on the southern border.
Do
you remember hearing that?
Can we put on captions or?
No, we tried earlier. We can't do it. But the in recent days, his people have come out and said, "Hey, we're going to pardon all nonviolent people," and that gave me a little bit of pause because, hey, if you have trumped up charges of, oh, this guy committed violent acts and. They might overlook them.
Is he using a separate pen for each?
Yeah, because they give those things out. Those are,
he signed his first one.
Those are commemorative
pens.
They pass them out. So, he has a box full of pens.
Sometimes they go hardcore. They do one letter of their name with one pen, get another pen to do another letter. Yeah.
But the other thing, and we got a list going on, but for topics for his his administration. But I think one thing that's being overlooked is fixing the election system. And he has to do it in the first 2 years to...
In order for it to take place in time for the next election
cycle. For 2026, for the midterms. Yeah. He has to, because when you've got states, I think Gavin Newsom just signed one, it is illegal to ask for ID when you go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
In what, here we go, conspiracy theories. In what universe does that make sense?
Yeah.
ID to buy gun. This is all retread information. ID to buy gun. ID to buy.
I have to do two-factor frickin' authentication for anything I do these days.
Yeah.
Everything. It drives me freaking nuts.
So why is voting, it can have an effect on
I think it should be in country. Person with your ID, period, nothing else.
Agreed. But dip your, do it.
I think you should have to give a blood sample.
Okay. I'll stop short. I'll say dip your finger in the ink that stays with you for 3 or 4 days. Like the if the Iraqis can do it when we were over there 2 decades ago, if they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, let's fingerprint everybody.
Only citizens, same day. And voting should be hard. It should not be a cakewalk to sign up to vote. You should be able to, I don't want a Byzantine, but I want, you have to put in some sort of effort.
Yeah, you should want to be able to do it.
No voting day of, no, mm-hmm. 90 days out, the voting rolls are locked. 60 days out, they're verified. 30 days out, I want to know the total number of ballots that are being sent out. If you're sending out 10,000 ballots, we have 10,001 come back, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Not knowing how many ballots you sent out is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And it's a recipe for fraud. And
okay, I'm ready to put you in charge.
Okay.
I accept your nomination.
Okay. We are up on a break. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with our fifth segment now? I have a hard time keeping track of
clearly
this two-hour format we're doing.
Clearly.
We're on our fifth executive order.
Oh, is that right?
Is that how we're counting now?
Yeah, you guys are going to have to keep me.
I'm going to pass out pens.
You're going to have to keep me posted here because I got the TV behind me. I can't see what's going on, but... Does appear Mr. Trump is signing some things, and
I got some better pens.
Like what does that mean?
Don't.
What stop. Does that mean?
Don't. Abort. Run away.
No. What does that mean? You have other pens? I don't understand.
It's probably better that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's one of those. If you know, you know.
Pull the ripcord.
Take that out and post.
Exactly.
do we need to do something about Ukraine, Russia?
Do we want to? Because it kind of falls into
zero mention of Ukraine, Russia.
Did we talk about?
We mentioned it as a
where
tease.
Where your wife was born?
My wife? No, my wife was born in Livermore.
Did we talk
my,
about that?
My wife came from the former Soviet Union.
Oh, okay.
She came here when she was very little.
From
why is this Minsk, important,
right?
Mother Russia.
Why do we need to know this?
Because apparently it's a connection to me and my.
Well, he.
Wait, and she's in the DOD.
He
Russian influence.
No, he is around a lot of people from there.
Okay.
Well, to
a lot.
So how many of them fill you in on these things? These conspiracies.
Because I work with and I'm around a good number of people who are born and are from the former Soviet Union, Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, excuse me. And so I get good cultural tidbits and good kind of insight from them, or I'll ask, hey, what does this mean, or how do y'all see this? So that's a it's something you don't get in the news. It's something you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
A very unique perspective.
It's a human. It's kind of a cultural, getting the cultural. But
right.
Moving forward with Trump, I'm hoping that Ukraine stops almost immediately. That they find a peace deal. My understanding is that Biden here, the administration, put roadblocks in any sort of peace talks. They wanted this thing to keep going. They funded it. There's untold hundreds of thousands of dead Ukrainians, which never should have happened. This. I'll say this: if you don't know what the Maidan Revolution it was in 2014, and you don't know who Victoria Nuland is, go look those things up, and then.
Well,
look at Russia, Ukraine with a fresh.
But a couple of things that we can say.
Different lens.
No, yeah. But a couple of things we can say simply. We helped orchestrate the toppling of a elected government officials in Ukraine, period. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah.
And we admitted it, period.
Yeah.
So, and what is Lavrov?
Lavrov.
Lavrov? Coup d'etat. That's what he calls it, period. We orchestrated that coup d'etat to put somebody in power that was somebody that we think is sympathetic to us and our needs and NATO and all that. It's talk about a rabbit hole.
If you look at a map of NATO expansion post World War II, they have steadily moved west.
But the promise,
east, moved east toward Russia.
The promise by who? It was a promise, one of the accords that it was not going to take one more step towards Russia.
Is that James Baker?
No.
It goes way before Baker because Baker goes back to like 88, 89.
Talking about World War II era.
Yeah, they said they weren't going to move eastward, and they've steadily
one step moved more towards Russia, period. And we have taken
all kinds of steps.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with Trump moving forward, I'm hoping that the funding dries up. Ukraine cannot continue
a proxy war. We can't afford it.
That's beside the point. In addition to all the corruption and when people are voting against oversight committees, I think Rand Paul wanted an oversight committee to see where this money is going, and people voted against it. Like, you kidding me?
That's
kind of a red flag.
But that's one of the biggest problems with this country. It's the biggest problem certainly in this state.
U.S. government accounts for every single penny that I spend, so that they can get me taxed, but they don't want to track other stuff?
Nope.
Well, again, we give Gavin Newsom billions of dollars for
Gavin Nuisance.
Whatever. Haircut. We give him billions of dollars to fix the homeless problem, and then the next year we give him billions of dollars more with no accounting.
Yeah.
We gave you this money. What did you do? What was the fruit of that? What was the outcome of that? There's none.
Right.
We just give him more money.
Exactly.
And I'm just hoping that
that's what you're talking about with the oversight thing.
Yeah. Where is this money going? And again, why do I care about a border dispute on the other side of the world over land that has been disputed since before this country was founded? Can we take a reasonable look at this and realize this is not necessarily our business?
Yeah. I mean, the most common sense thing, you know, we're involved in somebody's border, but we're not involved in our own border.
There you go.
I mean, and the amount of money that we're sending over there, it's like, hey, what could we do for all of the fire victims for all of the fires in our country going back 7-8 years? Hawaii, Northern California, Southern California, disaster relief in North Carolina,
that's
New Orleans.
Massive.
I mean, there's all these different places. We're sending billions over there.
Besides what we're doing to our children and grandchildren and what we're leaving, the legacy that we're leaving them, which is that's actually one of my number one concerns now, is that what are we leaving again for our children and our grandchildren?
I'm just hoping that the money gets turned off and that steers Zelensky into a reasonable peace. And if he'd done it 3 years ago, he would have been in better shape. But this, the him being a proxy, a vassal to the U.S., has put him and his people in a worse spot. And Putin is in a much stronger spot.
Well, then we're talking about, you know, Sleepy Joe does his 11th half hour's pardons. But, you know, the fact that, what do they call him? We talked about it on the show. That missile that we sent over there that we had to guide.
Oh, I forget the name of it. But, yeah.
I should know this. But, we can't train them to do this. It's all in English. It's all American technology. You can't train these guys.
So guided a missile on Russian soil.
There was just I think he was a Dane.
Attackums?
That's something like that.
Yeah. It's Attack MS or something. It's real.
There was just a Russian struck a military target, and a Danish pilot instructor, F-16 instructor, was killed. Yeah, so why are we involved? We are so overcommitted and heavily involved in this. And again, this should have been over 3 months after it started. And
100,000 lives would have been preserved, billions of dollars. I tried to look up how much money we've actually given them, and it's obfuscated between military spending and humanitarian aid and what's actually been sent over there and what is what's been allotted for mm-hmm. future budgetary. It's anywhere from the number that kept popping up was like 112, 113 billion, jeez, anywhere up to 185 billion. Wow. Like you said, why are we not taking care of Americans first?
On 17 November 2024, the United States changed policy allowing the use of attack. It's ATACMS.
ATACMS, yeah.
For military targets inside mainland Russia.
ATACMS sounds like a boner pill.
Seriously, dude.
You need ATACMS. You know. Got heartburn? ATACMS. Yeah.
But
well, they'd probably call it attack misses.
Again. Well, okay.
And well, then Russia responded with that other.
Is there Iskander, one of their hypersonics?
Hypersonic thing, really. And Lavrov talks about it.
Mm-hmm.
That was really a message
yeah.
back to us. But that's basically.
Hypersonics are scary. They are very scary.
Well, too fast to track, too fast to.
Too fast to react to. Very. Very lethal and no counter. So,
mm-hmm.
what I think Trump is level-headed enough that the rest of the world can deal with him, and he and Putin can reach a mutual respect
yeah.
and come to some reasonable agreement. That I think all of us in this room would be like, okay, that, yeah, that works. Sure. Mm-hmm. Whether the DC establishment and the military industrial complex likes it. Remains to be seen.
That's right. All right, we're up on a break, and more after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com, and our special guest today, G.I. Joe, discussing conspiracies and government stuff and trying to make sense of what often doesn't make any sense at all.
Come on, none of it makes any
no,
sense.
No, I know. I'm trying to just give some people, I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know.
Give who the benefit of the doubt?
Oh, just.
And why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because
no. I got nothing.
You know, at heart, I'm a peacemaker, and I know
oh,
I like.
Stop it.
I know,
who are you talking to?
I know you know me as someone who likes to throw bombs and say awful things, but I do like to give people the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're not so bad. But then again, they always prove me wrong. So
is his nose growing right now?
No, I
got no strings to hold me down.
My goodness,
my hypocrisy knows no bounds. All
clearly,
right?
So. Clearly,
I think over 50% of our population decided they're not going to give the benefit of the doubt to the government anymore.
Well,
we want change.
I think you're right. And by the way, you that was your singing segment for today.
Yeah, it now? Was Scott sings a lullaby.
All right, we're back with G.I. Joe discussing all kinds of interesting stuff today. And what do we think of TikTok? Is that really a national security threat because it's owned by China?
Well, he promised to do it. That's one of it's
well,
one
no,
of
he's, he promised to,
and he did
to delay the ban.
I
yeah,
guess
but,
it came
I mean,
back. It was back overnight, I thought.
Yeah, but is it
6 hours?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what? I mean, what did that do though? Because I was looking into it, and China. If it, I mean, it's a Chinese owned. Company, they are definitely farming your data. If you have that,
oh, yeah.
This, but hey, the same way Mark Zuckerberg is farming your data if you're on Meta.
Of course.
Facebook, like, dig through the terms and conditions that you sign. They've got everything. They've got your entire phone. So even when the app's not open, stuff like that, it watch out. So am I overly concerned with another government entity? I don't have TikTok. I don't
yeah.
watch it and you see videos. And
yeah, me neither.
Whatever, but.
Yeah.
I do.
I don't know the implications of this. It I think it was more of a was it rage bait? Everyone got really upset, and it's already back. And I don't know what changed.
I don't know either. I do use it and
okay.
subscribe.
Okay.
And
how many dances do you do? Do you post dances?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't post. Right. I don't really post anything.
I want to personally thank you for that. For not.
I want to encourage you to dance on TikTok
well,
because it would be a lot of fun to
yeah,
watch.
But that's not.
I mean, you could do the Trump dance.
I could. That, you know,
those, there's
I
always
might,
There's always some teenage girl going, doing the
I might do that. I might do the Trump
thing. I can't even mimic what they're doing, but they always end with the heart and a big smile. And you could do that.
I could do that. Yeah.
Well, also look at the it's a cultural warfare weapon. If you look at Chinese TikTok for their kids, it's all math, it's all science, yeah. it's practical stuff. You look over here, it's garbage, it's filth, it's dances that I don't know how long these kids take to learn, how much time is being consumed by that.
Not necessarily.
Okay, so what?
I look at music. What one of the things I think is great about TikTok,
but you curated that. That's your feed at this point, correct?
It's the algorithm, right?
Yeah, but you've fed that. You've clicked enough likes to get kind of where you want to go on your path.
I see what I click.
If you open it up and it's just raw, it is garbage.
It's tech, it's junk food, and you can't ever get that time back.
Exactly. It's a time vampire.
It's
a time suck.
My stuff is a lot of Christian stuff, a lot of drummers stuff, music stuff, a lot of musicians who have actually made it. Teddy Swims, one of my favorite acts right now, got on the platform with no record label, this or that, simply through TikTok.
That's great, but you are a fresh gentleman of established age, and you're not some of these kids. Their brains aren't fully deformed. They're getting addicted to the dopamine hits, and
absolutely,
we just need to be careful. And that's also
no different than Facebook or
agreed. Yeah. Agreed. We're getting a parental responsibility and et cetera, et cetera.
You can't cut children loose with supercomputers.
I don't know if the national security implications of TikTok or not. So remains to be seen.
What's your oldest child?
He's 12. He's sixth grade.
Does he have a supercomputer?
No. He has an Apple Watch. He can text and we can call him and see where he is. Yeah. That's it.
That's you exercising your rights to absolutely not allow that to happen.
Look at what the big tech guys do. Bill Gates and Zuckerberg, they're like, no, we don't have any tech. Our kids don't have anything. If we have anything, it's in the center part of the house. It's not in anyone's rooms. They know what it is.
Yeah.
There was that Facebook documentary. They're like, we know what we're doing to people.
Yeah.
So anyway.
And we're getting rich doing it. So if people allow their children to do that, so be it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of on them, don't you think?
I agree with that.
So it's not really a Chinese thing or a TikTok thing. I just don't think it is. Anyway, we're going through Trump's first days. He talks about military promise to end reimbursement for members of the military who get abortions. Not sure about that. President-elect has also said he will restrict gender-affirming health care for members of the military who are transgender.
He said in his acceptance speech this morning, he said, from now on, there will be two genders, male and female.
Well, not only that, he physically, you are not fit to serve. Mentally, you're certainly not fit, but physically, you're not fit to serve. The amount of medical attention you need as a
transgender?
Yeah, as a transgender, male or female, or whatever you think you are, the amount of resources you consume is so ridiculous that they should be removed from service. As far as I know, the DSM-5 still classifies them as a mental disease, mental illness. Sorry, man. You are unfit to serve.
Well, they just need enough medical care, you're saying, that their ability to then perform functions or duties is compromised because they need all this medical care.
Yes, in addition to be mentally out there.
Yeah,
you can't acknowledge basic reality.
I'll leave that one alone because it seems like it's self-explanatory.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just don't belong. We don't need you. You're a liability.
Yeah.
See ya.
Well, isn't there even been some talk about, and this will be terribly, well, you'll love this, but this will be terribly unpopular with everybody else.
Oh, okay.
Just women in combat in general. You don't really want women in foxholes.
I'll say this. Individually, certain women are capable, as capable as some men. Opening up training, opening up jobs, particularly special operations infantry, to general population women is not a good allocation of resources, and frankly, it's not where we should be focusing our time or effort. Me personally, I like the World War II model of nurses and secretaries. those are jobs that they can fulfill. But we have, we as a society have lost the concept that women are life givers, that they bring forth children. That's not their only job. Don't freak out at me. But they have that ability where none of us in this room have that ability. And that needs to be cherished and treasured.
Sacred.
And when, when you start talking about women signing up for the draft or being forcing them to, you want a recipe to destroy your society, culture, population. There you go.
I agree. On day one, I will revoke Joe Biden's cruel policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. A process that includes giving kids puberty blockers, mutilating their physical appearance, and ultimately performing surgery on minor children. I will sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. I will then ask Congress to permanently stop federal taxpayer dollars from being used to promote or pay for these procedures and pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Boom.
Mm.
Pretty clear.
Just side comment, the lowest hanging fruit on that is it's elective surgery, right? You think you're one thing, you want to be something else. Okay, you taxpayers should not be funding this. Taxpayers shouldn't be funding 98% of what we pay for, but that's kind of beside the point. But that's such low-hanging fruit.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
At the very least, kick it back to the states. The federal government has
no business even being involved.
And there is something breaking here from Texas. The El Paso border entry just closed. So
What does that mean?
They close you can't cross in El Paso anymore.
At all. No matter what.
Is that temporary? Is that while they recalibrate?
It just says that the border entry point was closed.
Okay.
And Trump has announced a national emergency at the border, reinstating the Remain in Mexico policy and ending catch and release.
A short time he's just going to shut everything down and then let's
maybe that was one of the things he just signed that
maybe,
we were watching.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Immigration, you know, we can get way down that, but you know, that's clearly one of his,
We haven't hit, economy either.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going through the list here, but birthright citizenship. What do we think about that?
Define that for us.
So birthright citizen means that if I illegally cross the border, my wife is pregnant and my child is born in this country, they are automatically an American citizen.
Okay. When you define it that way, absolutely not.
So he is going to
end that. Abuse of
the 14th Amendment.
A policy.
Yes, it's an abuse of the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment was to make sure that slaves, newly freed slaves after the Civil War, were considered U.S. citizens. You have to be subject to the jurisdiction thereof when you're here. If you're here illegally, you're not subject to our jurisdiction. You should be removed, and any children you have on U.S. soil. It's the crazy. Can you imagine going to Italy and having a baby there and they're an Italian citizen? It that's bananas.
I think if you come over, the only right you have is you have the right to stay alive as we transport you back to where you're from. Yeah,
basic human rights.
I mean,
we're going French prison rules.
Yeah,
bread and water. We'll give you bread and water till you're cleared out of here.
Go home.
I mean, if you pay for it.
with the U.S. Budget or this, I like to break these issues down to a household level. It makes it easier for people to wrap their minds around. And some people may have heard it before, but this is essentially someone kicking in your front door, putting their feet up on your couch and saying, not only do I live here now, but you're going to pay for I'm going to eat all your food and I'm going to take your car whenever I want.
Well, you have to provide me health insurance.
That's what my cat did.
Oh, by the way, and I'm taking your last name.
We didn't want to get into him and his cat. It's a little bit frightening.
All right, I'll dodge that one. Yeah, but
this is his picture.
There he is. Oh, nice tie. Nice bow tie.
Yeah.
Where's that button? You're lucky I don't have access to that because I'd be pushing that thing right now.
But particularly the illegal immigration. It everybody wants a better life. Every one of us would love to go live in Bill Gates' 60,000 square foot house. It'd be cool. That doesn't mean we're entitled to it. These things should not be controversial and should not require much explanation. And the fact that it does, and there are advocates and nonprofit groups just raking in government money to bring people here. Again, that you start asking questions. Why? Why are we spending money to bring these people here?
Well, it's causing me to pay more taxes.
Well, it's causing us to go in more debt. We're all more or less paying the same amount of taxes, but the debt is just the debt and the deficit are ballooning. Now that here's a question: now that Syria, the evil Assad, has been toppled, are all the Syrian refugees going to go back home? Is anyone looking at that, or they kicked their feet up here for the last couple of years and they're good? And now they're like,
I think I've only heard of Germany saying that we're going to make plans to send you back now.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that was the evil that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to replace it?
I don't know.
Lopa Gaya, he's actually a former Green Beret turned independent journalist, Michael Yon. He does he travels all over the world, all kinds of good information. But he's talked about the Darien Gap in Panama, where he's gone down there. There's no roads. It's thick, mountainous jungle, gnarly terrain. And he's gone down there and looked at people and talked to people. There's Chinese, there's Africans, there's all kinds of people crossing through that gap from South America up through Panama, up through Mexico, and into the U.S. And okay, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, that kind of makes sense. They're right there, right? Africans, Chinese, they're oceans away. How are they getting there and why?
I was watching, this is in the election cycle, before the election, but there was a guy at the border, and he's literally talking to people, hey, come over here, and as they were walking through, yeah, where are you from? What are you doing? Oh, I want a better life. But, yeah, it wasn't Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a bunch, but it wasn't. It was Africans and from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Go back and look. When were all those migrant caravans? Were they right at the end of Trump's?
Some of them at the beginning, and then some of them during Biden's term, and then there was one on the way that turned back after the election.
Go back and look at those pictures. People, they're relatively clean. Their clothes are relatively clean. Their shoes look new if they're not brand new. They didn't just trek through a jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And people are saying, oh, yeah, they're on buses, and then they get off and walk a couple hundred yards for the photo ops, and they get back. And Mexico's bringing these people through. They're giving them visas saying, oh, yeah, you can travel through our country as long as you don't stay, meaning you're going El Norte. So that needs to be rectified.
Mm-hmm. We are up on another break, our last break, and then we'll come back and try and make it all make sense. Right after
good luck there.
Yeah. Greg and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com and our special conspiracy episode today with our guest codenamed G.I. Joe. It's been great having you here.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We've had a great number of conversations as we...
Hope we haven't scared anyone off.
I don't think so. I think you probably made him more curious.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned a couple things that I'm going to have to look up some more. Well, it's our final segment where we usually try to make it all make sense. I suppose I'm going to skip the Brian Drake's encouraging thoughts today. How about that?
Oh, really? Well, then I'll say go in Christ.
Okay. So that means, Scott, do you have any kind of post-game wrap-up here that you'd like to...
Over and over in my head, I keep thinking about the idea of truth, that eventually, it might take a really long time, but eventually it comes out. And eventually you can run, but you can't hide at some point. Some people are really good at hiding it for a really long time. But conspiracies either get proven or disproven, and you find out what really happened. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I love the DOGE department coming up and all of the things that might be happening now, because I would love to see a myriad of new truths come out under the next forget 4 years. I want them out in the next 4 weeks.
That'd be nice.
And then you forgot your joke book. Did you look anything?
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that like breaking the third wall? Or?
Well, we can break all the walls if we want to.
Are you kidding me?
Did you look one up, Ziggy?
Kidding me?
Well, I've actually got some energy-saving advice, you know, in this cold season.
Okay.
So if you guys are ever cold in your house, go ahead and stand in the corner. It's always 90 degrees. I'll see myself out.
Okay. That deserves a button.
No, I like that one.
It deserves a button.
No, I like that joke. Coach's Corner, what do you have?
So it's appropriate on this MLK Day that this is from Martin Luther King Jr. May I stress the need for courage, intelligence, and dedicated leadership. Leaders of sound integrity, leaders not in love with publicity, but in love with justice. Leaders not in love with money, but in love with humanity. Leaders who can subject their particular egos to the greatness of the cause. And I am, once again, especially today, after watching what we just watched on TV, hopeful that, and watching, by the way, that, that our new president follows through with his promises, and that, like you said, Scott, that we have some truth that comes out, and that there's a new narrative, and I'm hopeful.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, G.I. Joe, any final thoughts from you?
I'm hopeful for the next 4 years, but hope is not a plan. Yeah. And prepare to self-rescue. If you are not able to take care of you and yours, you need to look around and figure out ways to fix that. Take the natural disasters we've seen as warning signs and prepare accordingly.
Right on.
Y'all be good to each other.
Throw your hat in the air, Mary. We'll see you next week.